Well, they'll never grow any longer than that. Right? And they've got some kind of a mouth or some little feet up towards their head. Oh, I know the name, but I can't call it now. But I never did use any of that for bait.
Mm-hmm. What do people around here use for bait usually when they go fishing?
Well, times changes. When I was a boy growing up, all they used was red worms. And if you put out a trot line, they'd use chicken liver or beef liver or chicken entrails. And of course, as time come on, more people got in here. They got to using crawfish. And crawfish got pretty too expensive to put on a trot line. But they use all such as that for. But you take the, what we call the old flathead cat. We always call them old mud cat. He's a broad head, and he's got a big tail back there, and it's not forked. The forked tail cat is a channel or the blue cat. And the mud cat, or the yellow cat, or the Appalachian cat, they were flat head, broad head, and a solid tail, not forked. Well, they claim them old yellow cat or the mud cat. Now, I read a whole lot. There's a lake over here, I forget the name of the lake, around Oklahoma and Arkansas, that they grow awful big. They weigh 75 to 100 pounds, and they say they won't eat nothing but live perch. That's the main bait for them. But now, I've caught them on crawfish, and I've caught them on worms. But their main, they say they prefer live bait perch.
Are there any other fish besides perch that you use, a lot of people use for bait, these little small things?
Oh, the shiners and the shad. And there's another little minnow that I don't know what he grows into. But in the springtime, they were horny heads, and they had little horns between their, on top of their head and their eyes down towards their nose. And they would, oh, it never grow any longer than that. And they was always in right in fresh water, streams and swift water. And they used to use whirls and whirls of horny heads for bass bait.
Do you like to fish for catfish?
Well, I used to. I used to do lots of fishing. That is all the spare time I had. And of course, we lived down the road here a mile and a half, and my dad had two places on the river, and any spare time wouldn't take me over 15 minutes to walk from home down to the river. And but the most time I'd use red worms. That was one of the best, and still one of the best fishing baits. You can get any kind of fish you want on a red worm, but some of them don't bite them as good as other fish. But a catfish and a perch and a bass, they'll all get them red worms. But a buffalo and a carp and a red horse or a sucker don't care much about red worms or anything, but they will. A red horse will eat them pretty good.
Now, what's a red horse? I hadn't heard of that before.
Well, I think I got the picture of him in yonder. He's a long fish with a kind of a round body, and he's an awful good meat. He's got lots of what we call fodder bones. The bones will be together here and just sprang out of the way, and his body's just, there's millions of them in there. If you cut him up, you can't hardly eat him at all. But if you bake him, they are wonderful, because you bake him and his meat's just as white as cotton, and it's tender, got a good flavor. You can take and just pull that off, and them fodder bones just all stay together, just sticking out like that. But if you don't, if you cut him up, you got to fry him brown and eat bones and all. But I never did. The only time